Message number 103. Satan recruits young people through pop culture. Saturday, June 4, 2011 at 17:00. My dearly beloved daughter, conversion as a direct result of my messages given to you is spreading the world over. Rejoice, for I told you that my word when read would ignite souls everywhere, including those lukewarm sinners. When I gave my word to the world thousands of years ago to my beloved apostles, they made a deep impact on mankind. Today, apart from the followers of God the Eternal Father and I His Son Jesus Christ, much of what was taught has sadly been forgotten. My communications through you, my daughter, is to try and simplify my teachings. More importantly, the reason I speak now is to remind, teach and instill my most holy word in the minds of my children so that they can be saved from the clutches of Satan. My daughter, I have filled your soul through the gift of the Holy Spirit with the power of discernment. This power is given to you not just so that you can understand these messages, but to reveal to you the evil of sin. Now, when you witness sin, you feel sickened to such an extent that it will make you feel agitated. I am giving you now a taste of what I suffer when I see my children infested with sin. Many of those you see in your day-to-day life through the media, the movies and on TV confuse you. Sin, when present in souls, manifests itself in a way that is clear to see through certain signs. You, my daughter, can now through my graces immediately discern sin in someone. The first sign you will see is arrogance and pride, where one man considers himself more important than another. Other signs presented to you stem from the sin of pride and greed. One of the most rampant sins in the world today is sexual perversity. When it is presented to the world, it will always be camouflaged by humor. This is a clever way of trying to convince others that it is a natural part of your human makeup. You see, my daughter, every person in the world likes to laugh and needs a sense of humor, which is a gift from God. So when sexually deviant behavior is promoted, it will usually be presented to make you laugh. This is when it will demean not just women, but where it will influence young children so that they will accept evil, decadent behavior as normal pop culture. Satan likes to recruit young souls. So he uses modern means to target these precious little lambs of mine. They, my little children, will unwittingly emulate their disgusting behavior, which will be fueled even further by peer pressure. Warning to those in the music industry. I warn now all those in the music, movie and the arts industry. If you continue to contaminate my children, you will be punished severely. You, my misguided children, are puppets in Satan's armory. He uses you by first seducing you through the allure of wealth, fame and opulence. Then he invades your soul. After that, he will drag you into the depths of depravity, where his demons will enter your body so they can act out their own horrible lusts and sexually depraved acts. All along you will think that this is just harmless entertainment. Don't you know that your souls are being stolen? Don't you care? Don't you realize that if you commit these acts of obscene sexual depravity, you will be lost forever? As you lustily crave for more excitement, when the last act no longer excites, you will become insatiable. After that, you will self-destruct. Why do you think there are so many of you who are living in this false facade that is celebrity culture, committing suicide? Taking drug overdoses? Feeling depressed? Despair tearing through your hearts? Don't you know that Satan wants your soul quickly? The sooner you die in mortal sin, the quicker Satan can steal your soul from God the Almighty Father, your Creator. It is difficult for my children who are caught up in this lie to understand. But think of it like this. Even when you are in sin, there is still the light of God present in you. Many sinners and atheists do not realize this. They continue on their downward spiral of sin, moving closer to hell. Yet it is only because of the light from God that they remain sane. Without the light of God, this earth would be in darkness. This darkness, once experienced, will terrorize you. Your sinful acts will not only be repulsive to you, but you will want to run and hide. For even then, if the light of God were to suddenly appear, you would not be able to withstand the glare or the power. Without God's light, there is total darkness of soul. Because you, my children, have never had to do without this light, you would not be able to survive if and when this light extinguishes. Nurture your soul, it is all you will take with you into the next life. The warning will give you a sense of what this feeling will be like. Should you be in mortal sin during the warning, have no fear, for it is only that, a warning. Sadly, so shocking will your sins be when you see them in their raw and ugly state that it could affect you physically with shock. Don't wait until then. Do something about your spiritual life now. Consider the dignity of your soul. Nurture your soul, because it is all you will take with you into the next life. Your body is of no consequence. However, if you use your body given to you by God the Almighty Father as a gift in a sinful manner so that you cause others to sin, it will be your body that will cause the downfall of your soul. Think, my children, of your future happiness. For your time on earth is only a fraction of the time you will experience in your existence. Failure to look after your soul will guarantee your isolated abandonment into hell, in which no life exists other than eternal pain and torture. Every day millions float swiftly towards the gates of hell. Every day millions of souls at the moment of death float swiftly towards the gates of hell. Powerful people, leaders, rich, poor, singers, actors, terrorists, murderers, rapists, and those who have had abortions. The one common denominator all of them share is this. None of them believed that hell exists. Your loving Savior and teacher, Jesus Christ.